The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, look at this story, guys. Noah and Margaret, proud parents. They just welcomed twin boys into the world. Father Noah is 77 and Mom Margaret is 68.
What?
What the f***? WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
A Nigerian woman has given birth to twin boys at age 68. They have longed for children since the day they got married. And she says, I'm a dreamer. And I was convinced this particular dream of ours will come to pass.
So, wait, hold on. She's a sugar mama, obviously, right? She's like 68.
No, that guy's 77. Oh, her man is 77.
Nah. She's the sugar baby.
She's a sugar baby at 68.
Sugar's been sitting there for a while.
So this birth was natural? There wasn't like anything that
she carried these babies. Now, she did go through 3 IVF treatments.
Okay, that's why she's having
twins. Wait, but hold on, DJ Automatic. Some young women go through IVF over and over and over and are never able to conceive. Margaret at 68 is a proud mama.
Man, that'll make him look more like Margaret.
Man, that is one irresponsible doctor.
What, DJ Automatic?
She's 68 years old. How is she going to chase a freaking toddler around? She's ready to be in a wheelchair.
Well, at least nobody's walking. I mean, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to, like, she can't walk. They're not walking. So that's like a start at some point. I don't know. Well, after that, though, I don't know what they're going to do.
And the dad together is 77. What is he going to do? Throw him in? Here, come on. Let's go on a walk in my walker.
One thing is they're going to be stocked up on bottles and Pampers.
They are.
Adult
Everyone's
Pampers.
Everyone's going to be in Pampers.
Everybody's going to be in Pampers. Everybody.
You get a diaper. You get a diaper. Everybody gets a diaper.
Boopy.
How did this woman have a baby at 68 without breaking her hip?
Okay, first of all, they delivered the children cesarean section. No complications at all. She walked out of the hospital, both babies in hand, with her proud husband by her side.
Yeah, then they went to Golden Corral and got a senior citizen's discount. The whole children eat for free under 12 and over 65. So it was perfect,
Woo!
Y'all.
That's your WTF here at the Dana Cortez Show. Back with more in less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There she is.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
You look so nice and sweet. You're a doctor. How can a doctor be look so nice and sweet? Is it Dr. Bergy or Dr. Bergy?
It's actually Dr. Bergy. B-E-R-G.
Bergy.
Yeah.
She tried to make you fancy.
She tried to make you fancy, but that's okay, Dr. Bergy. Okay, so I have a question, first of all, for anyone who doesn't know. We read all about you, but tell us a little bit about yourself. Oh, and I'm Dana Cortez. This is DJ Automatic.
Anthony
is
right
we're
here.
We're social distancing.
Hey.
This is my husband. So, Dr. Bergy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I'm a practicing emergency medicine doc for the last 20 years, in and out of disaster medicine. Worked both in the States and New Mexico, as well as Oregon. I'm from Oregon, a really tiny logging community called Vernonia, Oregon. And because of that, Vernonians, I don't know if anyone's met them, but we're scrappers and we don't accept no for an answer. So that's how this was born. We didn't have access to stuff, so we started making it.
So that's what I was going to say with COVID-19. You know, the one thing we try to tell people every day is this virus doesn't care about your politics. It doesn't care what color you are. It doesn't care if you come from a place like me, the barrio, backwoods, whatever you want to call it. It is attacking all people, and we need to fight back. You're on the front lines. What did you see, you know, that doctors, nurses, these healthcare workers, what did you see that made you upset enough to say, let me grab this curtain and figure out what I can make? Because I heard a story. You made a gown, a healthcare gown out of a curtain. Dr. Bergy, please explain.
Well, that was the original prototype. It's long since passed that. We now have official garment manufacturers doing very high-end production, extremely technical gowns. But it was the 2:30 in the morning where I got up and thought, this cannot happen. So our hospital, like every other hospital across the country, even though we are in a first world country, is rapidly running out of, if not completely out of, personal protective equipment, PPE. And a lot of that is because it's coming from overseas, right? We're dependent upon China, South Korea, Vietnam. And so the shipments stopped, the manufacturing stopped, factories are closing. And so it was kind of an idea. Not only should we make PPE in the U.S. with U.S. fabric, but also at the same time employ U.S. people who were unemployed and the factories were shuttered, closed down, lights off. So we've been super lucky to find and work with three amazing garment manufacturers here in Oregon.
How can we get involved? Everybody who's watching, we're going to, you know, broadcast this on our Facebook. We're going to put this on our airwaves nationally all over the country. People want to help. And I love that you said we need to make this here, not only today, but moving forward. Because if something like this happens again, and you're a physician, you know it probably will.
Yeah.
What can we do to get involved now to help you and all the other healthcare workers on the front lines?
Yeah. Thank you so much for asking. We want to be so sensitive. We know people are losing their jobs. We know how hard the economy is. We know, I mean, we're getting emails from people saying, I'm an unemployed waitress. This is $10. Please use it. I mean, it has been humbling. So we are a donations-based company that has worked to distribute these gowns free of charge to the emergency distribution centers and the physicians and nurses and techs who are using them. We also aim to make relationships with states, but how can you help? Well, go to hmb50.org. If you're a garment manufacturer in a state that has these sergers and ultrasonic welders, we will give you our tech pack for free and with all of our foundational documents so you can replicate this in your state. And then even $5, $10, $100 will buy gowns. So you can both donate or try and get our tech pack.
Okay, I love that. That's hmb50.org. That's where we give. And before I let you go, because I know you're a very busy woman, and I thank you first and foremost for doing this. I know you're very busy and you cleared your schedule so we could talk to you. This is very important to all of us here. We're having a job fair every day on Facebook Live. We started this over 3 weeks ago. I love that you said that. We want to be sensitive. Asking right now is a lot, but we're asking you to put your life on the line every day. So we do want to help healthcare workers as well. What advice do you have for anybody watching or listening on how to protect ourselves and our families from COVID-19? We are starting to see different cities and states decide to open very, very slowly. And I believe they're doing it in a pretty measured way. Some are, but that's another show. that's another time, Dr. Berge. Right now, we want to be positive. So what advice do you leave us with to protect our families from COVID-19?
Yeah. Again, such a great question. I can tell you right now that the only way we're going to be able to get through this together as a community, as a country, is number one, together with reasoned responses. You cannot live in fear, but you also have to be careful. So I recommend exactly what the CDC is recommending, that you go out only for, as states start to open, please just continue to decide what's absolutely fundamental to your survival. So grocery shopping, healthcare visits, taking care of your pets, your family members. If as bars and restaurants start to open up, which I believe is also essential, right? Those people have jobs as well. Maintain 6-foot social distancing, that you wash your hands. It's the biggest thing. Yeah.
And how do you feel about normalizing mask wearing within our society? Do you think that that's a good idea right now?
I do. Mask wearing is not only a signal to each other that we've got each other's backs, but it's also a signal that we take this seriously. And it's going to be with us, you guys, for years, actually.
Dr. Berge, I got a question.
Yeah.
I recently
we're trying to maintain social distancing. We're married.
Dr. Berge.
Hey.
I recently matched with a girl on Bumble. It was a virtual match online.
Yeah.
And she wants to come. Thank you. She wants to come over like tonight, but I said no because we can't do it. We can't come over yet. It's not right.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be able to come over yet, right? We shouldn't be going on physical dates yet, right?
No. In fact, what I recommend is when your state opens up, listen to your governor and go from there.
Oh, all right. That's what I'm going to tell her. Thank you, Dr. Berge.
You tell her it's doctor's orders.
I can't commit. I'm sorry, baby girl.
You just ruined a whole lot of single people's lives right now. That's okay. Yeah. Just for 3-4 weeks, okay, guys? Listen to the doctor.
It's just a little bit longer.
Just a little bit. Dr. Berge, thank you for taking the time. Also, thank you for just sacrificing so much to do this. You saw the need, and you did what we should all do.
I love the fact that you said you're scrappy and you're going to make it
happen.
That's
right. We're going to make it happen.
That's the approach America needs to take.
Absolutely. It's us against the virus.
That's
Dr. Berge, thank you so much.
Thank
we love you.
So much, you guys.
Be
Bye.
Careful. Take Stay care. Safe and healthy. Bye-bye.
Stay safe. Bye.
Thanks to everybody for watching. This meant a lot to us because she had an idea. You know, have you ever had an idea and you're afraid? And she didn't. She took that fear and made it work and made it come together. And she saw the need for it and she did something. And that's such a great life lesson, not only now during this pandemic, but forever moving forward. If you have an idea, don't let that fear hold you back from moving forward. And this is a nonprofit. They're not making any money off of this or anything. That's why she was so kind in asking for help, because she knows we're all faced with making choices, financial choices right now. And our health is of utmost importance. So
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Not only is it Cinco de Mayo, it's also Taco Tuesday. So we're doubling down.
Taco
we're going to get real Mexicanos
Tuesday.
Right now. Welcome to the debate on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Flour tortilla in this corner, Anthony A. versus corn tortilla in this corner, DJ Automatic. Which is better? Woo! We celebrating today. This going to be good. I'm
it's
ready
on
for
and
this
popping
one.
Today.
Okay, all right. So who would like to take the stand first? I will be judging today's Taco Tuesday debate.
I will let the inferior flour tortilla take the stand first.
Have we noticed that Automatic's, every single time we do a debate, his option is to defer? I just think it's because he doesn't have the evidence or the facts or the pizzazz to step up to the plate.
Do you want me to go first?
No, it's already, dude.
I can end you sooner than later.
You're passed up chance, dude.
DJ Automatic, Anthony A, please, order in a court. Anthony A, you may now step up, have a seat, present your case. Why is flour tortilla the better tortilla for tacos?
First of all, when I'm coming to get a taco, I'm not worried about calories. I'm not worried about weight or, you know, anything like that. Yes, flour tortilla has gluten, okay? Grow the hell up, all right? If I'm here to eat some tacos, I want to enjoy that flour tortilla. Because you know what's more? Sorry, Dana. Shout out to all the Mexicans around there. But I know Cinco de Mayo is more of a Mexican-American holiday, right?
It is. Right? I will admit here to the jury that Mexicans in Mexico don't really celebrate Cinco de Mayo like the Americanized people do.
See, and I like to celebrate mine the Americanized way with flour tortilla.
And I don't think you're talking about a taco.
Sir, please.
I think
please.
Your flour tortilla. I think
Automatic,
you're talking about burritos over there.
Order in the court. Order in the court. Anthony A., continue, please.
Well, thank you. If we're going to highlight the diversity of what is the flour tortilla, then thank you for highlighting that. Because, yes, a flour tortilla can be a burrito. It can also be a quesadilla. The flour tortilla is great and it has many uses.
I would
uses.
Like to strike that from the transcript, please. We're talking tacos right now, Anthony A. Stick to your task, okay?
Well, dude, I feel like...
Thank you for being biased for me.
That's what I was going to say. You got to say it, dude.
Okay. You know what? That's enough. Please step down. DJ Automatic, approach the bench. Have a seat, please, at the podium. Why is the corn tortilla better for tacos?
Less fat, more healthy, smaller servings. It's more tasty. It is a whole grain. It is gluten-free. You can make enchiladas. You can make taquitos.
Sir, excuse me. Once again, strike that from the transcript. The jury, please ignore that. This is not about enchiladas.
Okay, hold on. Let me get
tacos.
Into the science of this then.
What kind of taco truck has gluten-free tacos? When have you ever walked up to a taco truck and said, give me some gluten-free tacos?
Corn tortillas are gluten-free just naturally.
You want some Impossible meat to put in there too, buddy?
Please,
put
Anthony
some Impossible
A.
Meat. I thought you were a lingua guy.
I'm going to find you in contempt and have you thrown out of here, Anthony A. Step down.
All right.
Automatic continue.
Let me come with some scientific facts. There's only 96 calories in every corn tortilla versus a flour tortilla, just the small flour tortilla, 138 calories.
What?
20 milligrams of salt in a corn tortilla, which is basically natural, versus 331 milligrams of salt in a flour tortilla.
I can feel myself swelling right now.
And here's the one that's going to change all your minds. There's only 1 gram of fat in a corn tortilla versus 4 grams of fat in a flour.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. DJ Automatic and Anthony A. Step down, prepare your closing arguments, and I invite everybody listening to vote now. Which is your favorite for the taco? Is it the flour tortilla in this corner, Anthony A., or is it the corn tortilla in this corner, DJ Automatic? Vote online at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. I'll come back with my verdict when we return.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's Cinco de Mayo. It's Taco Tuesday. So the debate on the Dana Cortez Show is corn tortilla versus flour tortilla. Which is better for your taco? Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's debate time. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
DJ Automatic, you chose corn. Anthony A, you chose flour. You presented your case in the beginning, and now you may approach the bench, Anthony A., with your closing arguments. Why is flour tortilla better with a taco?
Once again, I just want to highlight the fact that this is me going first again in the debate. Every time we do debates, I have to go first, so you might as well start calling me B-Rabbit, all right? So, why are flour tortillas better, you asked, Dana Cortez? Well, because it's a Mexican-American tradition here on the stateside, okay? We love them like you love your nana, like you love your abuelita, because what does a flour tortilla do, especially when it's wrapped up and made into a taco? It makes you reminisce of them good old days of growing up. And plus, when people talk about flour tortillas and butter, nobody even mentions corn tortilla and butter. Like, that doesn't even, those things don't go together at all. So, flour tortilla is better because it's more diversified, it's more fulfilling, and it just tastes better.
Okay, so
are we done with that nonsense?
First of all, sir, settle down, Automatic, before I have you ejected from the courthouse. Anthony A., step down. DJ Automatic, come on up. Why is the corn tortilla better for tacos?
So a little recap here. Remember I said it was more healthy? Corn tortillas are a great source of fiber, and they keep you regular. Versus a flour tortilla, which is just going to stuff you up, which could turn into cancer. So flour tortillas give you cancer.
Strike that from the record, please. May I remind you to stick to the facts? Continue, DJ Automatic.
Next thing, corn tortillas are gluten-free. We had mentioned this earlier, and I want to give you a little history here. The corn tortilla was created by the Mesoamericans. That was 10,000 years ago. Corn tortillas have been around for 10,000 years. Do you know who brought your flour tortillas? Do you know where they came from? Gringos. Guys like me. That's who brought the flour tortilla, okay, around? Because they couldn't figure out how to make the corn tortillas right. They were making themselves sick. So all you're doing by endorsing the flour tortilla is endorsing the gringo.
And
I'm a gringo, so I could say that.
Are you accusing Anthony A's flour tortilla of culture appropriation?
It's whitewashed.
Okay.
Says the guy who loves Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
That's fine.
Okay. You may now both approach the bench, please. I've made my decision, and the corn tortilla wins this debate.
Yes.
And the reason why, and I will admit to you now that
I do enjoy. The reason why is because it's delicious.
Automatic, again, don't make me eject you from this courthouse. The judge is speaking. First of all, I do enjoy a homemade flour tortilla every now and then. Very delicious with mantequilla, little salt on top, butter. It's very good. However, you did bring up the fact, Automatic, that if we're talking authentic tacos, which we are, it's Cinco de Mayo, it's Taco Tuesday, I want a corn tortilla, which originated in Mesoamerica, like you said, pre-colonization. So if we're going to keep it real, we're going to keep it corn. Vote now online at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Chico Show. Taco, yeah, yeah, we'll yeah. be right Chico back with more Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This question actually comes from a man who just entered into a new relationship with a woman. How do you feel about a lady who talks badly about their ex on social media? It's what guys think. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so this message, this man is like, look, I'm really into this woman. We just started dating. They're adults. They're almost 30. You know, they're 20 and 29 years old. So she's got an ex who's not a good person. And the guy, when he's in this message, he tells me, her ex is a deadbeat. He's not a good man. However, she drags him constantly on social media. He's not picking up the kids. He's not paying his child support. He's not picking up the phone. Was that Anthony?
I didn't know there was kids involved.
Oh, yeah, there's kids involved. But he's like, I get it that he's not a good person. Is it wrong of me to start feeling a little apprehensive about this relationship because of the way she's constantly dragging her ex on social media?
Run for
DJ
the hills.
Automatic. Come on. I want you to think about it first. He already said.
She's still in love with him. If she's still talking about him all the time, they got kids together. She's constantly mentioning, write about him on social media. She's still in love with him.
I don't
You are the replacement.
That.
Yes.
I don't
run,
believe
run, 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 run.
Run, Forrest, run.
I need you to think about it. You just can't come out the gate automatic. Well, leave her. Don't even try to be in this relationship. They just started dating. This is one.
Even more reason to run.
I want to say to the homie, you're not wrong for feeling apprehensive at all. You're not wrong for feeling anything. And I actually salute you for reaching out to Dana and trying to talk through this problem rather than just
acting out.
So that's dope right there. But I don't.
He likes her.
It doesn't necessarily mean she's still in love with her ex.
Thank you.
At all. But there is a red flag here that she still might be hurt. And one thing I know about hurt people is hurt people hurt other people. So I would approach with my guard up too. And hold on. I got to figure out how I got to say this. I got one piece
of
advice. I got one piece of advice I want to share with the homie, but it's like, I don't want to be too brutal. I don't want to say it wrong.
I've seen a lot of my friends do this on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, even Twitter, dragging up old trash. Like, it's old trash, ladies. You know what you do with trash? You throw it away.
And forget about it.
You may not be able to forget about it.
I guess she's got daily reminders because of the kids, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, automatic, you've seen me go through this with my exes. You've seen me struggle when it comes to their parenting styles, like if that's what we're going to call it.
You don't ever drag them. I've never seen you one time write on the internet, "Oh, I hate this because he does this."
Well,
because,
okay, first of all, that was something that I had to learn.
Did you used to do that?
No, I never did. And the reason I didn't do that is because I love my daughters very much. And it is not their fault who I chose to be their father, who I chose to parent with. So why would I drag someone that they love and make them feel bad about themselves? I picked that father. They had nothing to do with it. So I don't want to make them feel badly about who they are as a person. But I will say, I used to talk a little smack in front of my kids. I had to learn not to do that, right?
Everything you're saying is very accurate, and I think it could be a display of her character, too. But I don't think it's
reason. Or that she just hasn't learned yet, Anthony A., to deal with this emotionally. It's hard when you love your children so much, and the other person that's supposed to love them doesn't. It's like a stab in the heart. Otto, you're with me. We're married. We have a child together. You know that it hurts me when the other parents don't do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, but especially when we first got together, I've never one time heard you trash anybody you were with. Even though I know that they were not great people, you never said anything bad about them. And that let me know that you would never do that to me.
But why would I hold on to the past? Like, I got to live for today.
Well,
why
don't you ask your homegirl this?
Look, man, there's ways that this guy can move on without breaking up, and I think I have the advice for him going forward on that.
Okay,
so.
What guys think? Guys, what do you really think about a woman when she's trashing and dragging her ex on social media? This convo continues next here on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's What Guys Think question comes from a man who is entering into a relationship with a woman who is constantly dragging her ex all over her social media timeline. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, to make it clear, she has been out of this relationship for over 2 years. She continues to drag her ex because, as this man tells me in the message he sent me, he's not a good father. He is a deadbeat. He's not a good person. He doesn't pick his kids up. He doesn't pay child support. He doesn't call them for their birthday. He sees his children when it's convenient for him, when he wants to.
I see this story over and over on social media. I mean, it reminds me of this one girl that I follow on Twitter. She's constantly saying things about her baby daddy, which I've met. Both of them are good people separate. They just didn't work out together. But right? She will not let go of the fact that he left her.
And it looks goofy, right?
It does. And they're like, she's a smart person. She's really a beautiful woman. But I don't know any man that would want her because she can't let go of her ex.
Well, I think that there's a lot of men who would want her.
For one night. But I'm talking about like a real relationship.
You're right. I mean, I think you look stupid online. And like, as a guy, if I'm looking at your profile and it's like, oh, my daddy ain't this, my daddy ain't that. Well, at some point, you must have been attracted to this loser because you reproduced kids with him.
So you think it makes the woman look bad?
Yeah, it's a bad look. And either one of two things. Either she's still in love with him or she's still hurt by him. Either way, she has a very big ego.
So as a mother, I will tell you, she doesn't necessarily have to be hurt about the relationship. It's the child. That person that you love so much, you're like, why don't you love this person we made together like I do? So I understand the lashing out, but I agree with you, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A., it is not a good look for either parent to drag the ex. And if you don't have kids and you're still dragging your ex, what are you doing? Like, that shows to me that you haven't let go. If there's no connection at all and you're dragging the ex on social media, what you doing?
And I think for the new guy, it's okay for him to give her an ultimatum and say, look, it's not a good look for me if you want, you know, want me to go around parading that you're my new girlfriend. And at the same time, if my best friend looks at your profile, he sees you complaining about your baby daddy, it makes me look stupid as hell too. So if it's that big of an issue to you, my G, then yeah, check her on it and say she needs to fall back on bashing the father of her children, or you don't want to be in that relationship anymore.
For any woman listening, just know this. It's not attractive for you to beat up on your baby daddy online.
Or an ex, period.
Just period. So when I first started getting together with Dana, this is one of the things that made her attractive to me, was that I knew she wasn't going to beat up on me if it didn't work out.
So you were thinking about ending it already, huh, when we first met?
That's not what I said. But, you know, in your own little woman head, that's what you heard.
No, I think you guys have given him a great message. He's got to talk, right, Anthony? You got to talk to the girl. You want to be with me, stop dragging your ex. DJ Automatic, for anybody listening, breaking it down, you said this isn't attractive in the first place. And I like that you delivered messages to women and men today, because we've all seen this on social media. Don't drag the ex for any reason at all. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. That's your What Guys Think Thursday. Ladies, always hit me up with your questions, and the men will be honest.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Police just pulled a car over. This guy stole a car. He was driving to California to buy a Lamborghini. He's 5 years old. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right. Talk about putting your mind to something and following through. Earlier this week, a five-year-old boy from Utah decided that if his parents were going to buy him a Lamborghini, he was going to get it himself, literally. He took the keys to the family's SUV, jumped in, started it, reversed, drove down the highway on the way to California to get him that Lambo he's always dreamt of.
Wait, a five-year-old got in the car, got in reverse, and got on the road?
Yes, dog. He's going through a quarter life crisis.
A Utah Highway Patrol trooper who ended up stopping him on the interstate 5 minutes from his home thought right away, maybe this person is inebriated. Once the car pulled over, he's like, maybe this person doesn't even know what they're doing. They had a really hard time pulling over. Couldn't put the car in park. So once the officer realized this is a five-year-old kid in the driver's seat, he calmed the child down, who was crying. Crying. I'm so scared.
There's no crying in Lamborghini world.
There's no crying in Grand Theft Auto.
He put the car in park and then began to question the child. That's when the child explained to the trooper, my parents didn't want to buy me this Lamborghini, so I grabbed my wallet, put it in my back pocket, and decided I'm going to Cali on my own.
I'm going back to Cali.
So what happened to the kid?
Okay, luckily no one was hurt as a result of this whole situation, but the parents could still face legal charges for the kid stealing the SUV.
How much money did this kid think he was going to spend on this Lamborghini?
He had $3 in his wallet. He needs another $299,997 to make that buy. I'm really hoping the parents aren't charged. All right, that's your WTF story, only on the Dana Cortez Show. Back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A lot of people still in self-quarantine. Yes, cities are opening, you know, states are opening, but it's very slow. So people are living on social media, including DJ Khaled, who had a very sexy woman try to twerk for him, and you could tell he's scared of his wife. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. It's Girl Talk. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, here's a little excerpt of what went down on that IG when this nearly naked woman turned around for DJ Khaled.
I have to get the water.
No, it's all love. No, I got love and everything. I was saying, like, you know what I'm saying? I got a family and everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, I got love.
Water, though.
No, I got love. It's a fan love.
No?
No. No, I'm just talking to me normal. Don't do that. I can't. I got love. Yeah. I got love, man. I have love. I got love. I can't.
What I want to do right now before we speak on this is I want to open up the phones for the ladies, okay? Imagine this is your man on Instagram Live and this really hot, beautiful woman with a body like, I don't think I have enough money to pay for this kind of body, okay? She decides to twerk for him. She's barely covering, you know, the private areas. And then she turns around to show him her very firm booty, which I do not have. Mine is very flabby and it goes really low if I'm not wearing Spanx. But anyway, she starts to pour water on there. She's twerking and he is visibly uncomfortable. He states, I have a family. I can't do this. And it cuts the call off. How would you feel if your man was participating in these kind of activities? Would you expect him to hang up the phone? Or is it okay if he gets a little free show on Instagram? 833-DANA-SHOW, line two. Ma'am, please answer the question.
I would expect him to hang up the phone.
Oh, she says, hang up, hang up.
Why?
I don't know, just because it seems inappropriate.
What do you mean, why, Automatic? So I can get on the phone right now and talk to some man rubbing water and stuff all over his hard butt?
Okay, are you against your man going to the strip club?
No.
Okay, then this is way, way, way better than going to the strip club because you can't touch, you can't get close, you can't smell, nothing.
No, let me tell you something.
It's just like watching TV.
No, Automatic, it is not. You could develop a relationship over the phone with somebody.
Sure you can. For $5 at a time, you can. That's the only time.
In this story, is her man DJ Khaled or is he just a regular dude?
Regular dude, DJ Khaled, it makes no difference.
It does make a big difference because it was clear to see that she was getting on there because of his level of fame.
Yes.
Like normal guys you don't hop on Instagram Live and as women start trying to request and start twerking. You maybe get on there and your homie may be watching and your mom, there's like two people watching it.
All six people on your IG Live.
This is like the problem if you're dating like a club promoter or something like that. You might have, or a DJ. You may have these issues.
Nobody's trying to do this for me.
Automatic, go. You would admit it right now. Have you ever had a woman hit you up on Instagram Live and try to twerk for you?
No.
Would you let her?
I guess.
Oh, my God.
I would be honored.
Bruh.
I mean, there's a level of fame that comes along with that.
There is, dude. If a woman...
I mean, that's like you getting your blue check. If I could get people to like get girls to twerk for me online, I might get a blue check.
I'm disgusted with my husband right now. How do you feel about your man allowing strange hot women to twerk for him on Instagram Live, Facebook Live?
You're not touching him. It's the same as watching TV.
It is not the same. 833-DANA-SHOW. Girl talk is on. Ladies, hit the phone line now. We'll be right back with your calls next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the Dana Cortez Show on, we're talking about a very risque video of DJ Khaled talking to one of his fans who happened to be probably one of the hottest women I've ever seen. She turns around, starts twerking. She's barely covered on top, grabs a bottle of water, starts pouring on her. Actually, you can go watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show, and we're discussing it because he cut her off. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Watch the video, ladies, and then answer the question.
You're saying I got a family and everything. Like, you're saying, no, I got love. No, I got love. This is fan love.
No?
No.
Should he have just let her continue? Or was he right in saying, I have a family, I can't be doing this, and cutting her off? And I've decided, DJ Automatic and Anthony A., I'm going to use a lifeline.
Ooh.
I'm going to call one of our very intelligent listeners, Nikki with a gold tooth, and I'm going to ask her how she feels about this conversation.
Hello.
I have Nikki with a gold tooth on the line, DJ Automatic and Anthony A.
Uh-oh. What up, Nikki?
Before we even move forward, I haven't told you a thing about what I'm going to ask you, have I, Nikki?
No, I didn't even expect you to call so quick. What's up?
I need an intelligent woman to hopefully back me up on this. Okay, let me give you a brief synopsis of the discussion, Nikki with a gold tooth. Khaled, DJ Khaled, is on his Instagram Live talking to fans, and this really beautiful, hot woman, I mean, with a body like... Let's just say she's in shape, okay? She turns around, bends over. She barely has clothes on. I mean, the top area barely covered. She starts to grab the water. She's twerking for him. And he is visibly shaking. He's like, I can't do this. I'm a family man. Cuts her off. Hangs up the phone. Should he have watched Or was that the respectable thing to do as a family man?
That was definitely the respectful thing to do.
Thank you. Because, woo, I knew it. I knew it.
I mean, and I heard about that. And I said, first of all, even if he wasn't a family man, you don't do that. They have DMs for that.
What? Right. Don't do that on your live. Be respectful.
Exactly. They thirsty. I said the thirst is real in the pandemic.
You're thirsty. It really is not a good look, not only on the part of the man watching, but ladies. Come on, ladies. We are more valuable than a couple of likes and follows.
Okay,
what,
Nikki.
Okay. What, Otto?
Okay. I don't know if you heard earlier, but I said it would be an honor to have women show up on my IG Live and want to twerk for me.
No,
an honor,
no,
because a certain level of fame goes along with that. Nobody's showing up and twerking for me on my Instagram Live.
I don't see anybody complaining when they're showing up and twerking at the clubs to the music you're playing.
There we go.
Almost the same thing.
That's
kinda,
the appropriate place for it.
There you go. There you go.
That's the appropriate place for it. So, Instagram Live, like, what if kids had wandered in there. Really?
I'll agree with you on that.
That's true.
You know, DJ Khaled hosted the Nickelodeon like Kids Choice Awards last year.
Yeah,
so
he can't do that.
Very off-brand.
They don't have me at Nickelodeon, though, okay?
Yeah. but you see, that's the thing. Like, nowadays, everybody is on social media because of the situation, so you have to really be careful. And then, Otto, for you to say you would be honored... You're sleeping on the couch.
That's what I told him already. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for co-signing.
It ain't for one woman. You should be honored to twerk for you.
Well, if you see my butt, you might not want that. But thank you, Nikki, with a gold tooth. I need a round of applause. Nikki with a gold tooth, always coming with the knowledge. Let's continue this conversation online. Ladies, did DJ Khaled do the right thing? Would you expect your man to hang up to end that Instagram Live conversation if a woman on the other side started twerking for him? At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. That's going to wrap up Girl Talk. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The U.S. remains under attack from the coronavirus outbreak. Well, a new terror has arrived. They're called murder hornets. It's the Dana Cortez Show. WTF story. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony. Is this a Wu-Tang?
No, this is not. These are murder hornets. They're 2 inches long. They come from Asia. They're giant hornets. They landed in the U.S. for the first time, and they've been spotted in Washington.
Dude, I heard they're decapitating bees at an alarming rate. I wish that was a joke, but that's actually a fact. So prayers and thoughts going out to the bee community all across the country.
Did you see the video of the hornet taking down a mouse?
A mouse?
Like a full...
DJ Automatic, you're going to have to post that. A full-grown mouse. Fat mouse.
And the hornet takes it down.
We're talking about the hornets, the kind of things that kind of look like bees, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
are we thinking the same thing here?
We are, Anthony A., but the murder hornet is the size of a matchbox in thickness and in width. It's 2 inches long, and those little bee suits, by the way, they're not going to protect you. The murder hornet stinger will go right through and can actually kill you whether you're allergic to bees or not. I don't like the murder hornet. I'm not feeling this bug even a little bit. Scientists are already working on ways to eradicate the species in the U.S. because, like you said at the beginning, Anthony A., this hornet goes to the beehive, infiltrates the hive, steals all the honey, and tears the little heads off of all the bees.
Don't we already have a problem with bees and that there not being enough honeybees already?
Yes, and you're right. No bees, no people. We need bees, so scientists have begun to figure out ways to trap the queen murder hornet. They'll begin this spring so they can get rid of the murder hornet so we don't have to worry about anything.
Mm, it's the worst hornet since Seth Rogen tried to play one.
Hola, I am the green hornet.
Check out the video of the murder hornet destroying a mouse. It's so sad. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. That's your WTF. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
They've broken up during COVID, okay? They're coexisting, though, as friends in
the
same apartment.
They're
still living together. DJ Automatic can't be going nowhere. Thing is, though, is she brought a cat into the relationship. The ex says, I take care of a cat, a pet. And a boyfriend, or the ex-boyfriend, rather, is like, I take care of the cat. You're not even home. Why are you trying to take Meow Meow with you? I keep Meow Meow. You take everything else. SOS, sick as single. It's the Dana Cortez show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I love that the cat's name is Meow Meow.
Yeah, that's a great name.
She's trying to keep both kitties from him right now.
Oh, but on foam. Well, you know what? It is her cat. And she's like, this is my cat. I brought the cat into the relationship. Why does he want to keep the cat? So I had a couple of questions. I'm like, how long have you been with the guy? They've been together almost 2 years. They don't want to be together anymore. They're still friends. They're
COVID,
paying rent.
COVID was the end of them.
Yeah, huh? COVID was it. It's over. They don't want to live together. They don't want to get married.
So my sister is a counselor, and she said that 90% of her calls right now are for marriage counseling because people are they're at their wits' end with each other.
Well, I'm sure. And now she wants to take her cat because she brought this cat into the relationship. Who keeps the pet when you separate in a relationship?
You keep saying she brought the cat into the relationship.
It's her cat, Anthony.
So she paid for it.
So, yeah, yes. Did she pay for it?
That's her cat.
So she should take the cat?
Yeah.
What about his argument that he takes care of the cat and she's never home?
Well, let's talk about that, because a lot of times people want somebody to act like a father until somebody actually does act like a father, and now they want to take that cat away from him.
He loves Meow Meow.
I know. Look at that. You want to strip this acting father of Meow Meow? Not at all, dude. I think he deserves a right to have the cat if he's the one mainly taking care of the cat. And most, like most dudes in relationships, you end up taking care of the pet more than the woman does.
I'm the only one who takes care of the dogs at our house.
That's the only one I hear of chasing the dogs down. Anytime the dog runs out of your guys' yard, you got to leave.
Yes.
So wait a minute. If something, which would never happen, DJ Automatic, something would happen to us, you
the dogs
take
are coming
the dog?
With me.
Oh, God.
But I already know. I already know Ava ain't coming with me. She's already made that clear. She's like, your cooking's awful. I'm going with mom.
Who keeps the pet when two people decide amicably to break up? It's her cat. He takes care of Meow Meow. Does he get the cat? Does she get the cat? Comment on our social media now at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. You know what, Automatic? Why don't you give a list of reasons why you think you deserve the dogs over me in this hypothetical breakup?
Easy. Okay.
When we come back, we'll share that and your calls. SOS Sick of Single.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Couple is separating during COVID-19 amicably. However, he wants the cat Meow Meow. And she says, no, I brought Meow Meow into the relationship. That's my cat. SOS Sick of Single. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. So first of all, let me establish when this couple got together, this was her cat. Meow Meow belonged to her. However, they've been together almost 2 years now. They are separated, living in the same spot because of coronavirus. But the thing is he's like, I take care of Meow Meow. I'm the one that does the litter. I'm the one that feeds Meow Meow. I pet Meow Meow sleeps on my side of the bed because she works a lot and she doesn't have time to take care of Meow Meow. So if she takes Meow Meow out of my apartment, I know Meow Meow is going to be ignored and his litter might not get changed and he might not get the kitty treats that he gives Meow Meow. So who gets Meow Meow?
The man fighting for the fallow man in me wants to say that he should get the pet basically because it seems like he's, you know, he wants to be an active pet father.
Cat dad.
Is he a guy who wants to be a single cat dad?
Why not?
Like a single man,
cat dad is a little creepy.
Yeah, a single cat guy? That's weird, dude. And as a matter of fact, the ex, the girl, she might want to take that as a sign too. That like he's a single cat guy. That's the thing.
Actually, he's doing her a favor. Nobody wants the single cat lady. So let him take the cat, girl. Let him be the cat dad he wants to be. I cannot believe I'm on a guy's side and you guys are fighting for this woman over him being a cat dad.
Well, it all really comes down to who paid for the cat. That's who the cat should go to. And I also want to go back to our thing. Dana, you and I are married and we had a hypothetical breakup. You said that you deserved our dogs, and I came up with the reasons why I deserve the dogs.
Okay, Automatic, keep your little list handy. Let's go to the phone lines first, okay? We have an anonymous caller on line 4 who went through a very similar situation. Explain what happened between you and your ex and the pets.
Well, my ex, the ridiculous person that he is, practically stole my dogs and then went to the ends of the earth to make sure that they never even looked like my dogs, lied about it to everyone that he could, and enough people believed him, and he got to keep him at the end of it.
Wait, what do you mean?
How did he change the look? What do you mean by that?
He took my name off of everything that he possibly could. My name was on everything for my dogs, and he went everywhere and immediately took me off of everything.
So basically off of the microchip, the veterinary records, everything, he made himself the dog dad, sole dog dad, and took you as the mom dog off.
He's a dog napper.
For everything.
Do you think he cared for the dogs that much, or do you think he was just being petty?
He's the king of petty.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well.
Did you bring the dog into the relationship, or was this his dog?
I brought both dogs into the relationship. There were two dogs, and I brought both dogs into the relationship.
You were dog-jacked.
He didn't even want them.
But they were relationship dogs, right?
I mean, we acquired them together, but because I was the one that said that we should get them.
Okay. And he was against getting the dogs initially?
Oh, yeah.
Who fed the dogs?
I fed the dogs.
Okay, who picked up the poop?
I picked up the poop. Well, we had a landscaper, so...
Okay. 50-50. Who paid for the dogs?
I paid for them.
See, she paid for the dogs! She should have got her dogs.
And he admitted that, too.
Oh.
Wow. I can't believe she lost custody of the dog. So, Meow Meow, I believe if the woman really loves her cat, she should let him take the cat and he should allow her visitation rights because he spends more time with the cat. He changes the litter. The cat sleeps with him.
You can't have visitation on a pet.
Yes, you can.
That's just going to extend the relationship.
It's not going to extend the relationship. Now, in this hypothetical breakup with my husband, DJ Automatic, which I don't even know where it came from. He had this idea. He said he gets the dogs because I will get our daughter, which of course is fact. What makes you think you'd make a better dog dad than I would a dog mom?
Because I feed them, I brush them, I pick up their poop, I give them water every day, and to be honest, they just like me more.
You know why they like you more?
Because I do all those things.
Because you're part of the pack. I'm the alpha. They stay with me.
They follow me. They don't follow you.
Who gets the pet in the relationship? Let's talk about this one online. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. You on Instagram at Dana Cortez. Let's go. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, my friend's ex and I ran into each other at a work event. We talked, hung out, and now he's messaging me. Is this okay? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Let me read a whole message. So they met at this, work hangout event. And of course, they'd known each other for a minute, but they hadn't seen each other in a while. So he's messaging me every day, and I'm feeling him. But not sure if dating my friend's ex is appropriate. Can you come with advice? So I had a couple of questions. I said, how long was he with your friend? When did they break up? And why did they end it? She comes back with, they were a couple over a year. That's a long time.
That is.
Their relationship ended 8 months ago. Okay, that's pretty significant too. And he ended it, but there was no drama. Okay, DJ Automatic and Anthony A. Now that you know the scenario, what is your advice? Anthony A, you go first.
You shouldn't date him, but you already crossed the line, so might as well do it.
Oh, Anthony, you think
she crossed the line by just talking to him?
Because obviously it's out of pocket if she's asking Dana. You know what I'm saying? If it was just friendship and it was just like platonic, you wouldn't be even perusing the idea or even getting weird vibes. Like, I'm friends with a couple of my ex's friends, and there's no miscommunication or anything like that. And so I think you're already doing it. Might as well just go ahead and proceed. It's not like the friend matters that much to you.
What happens,
right? I mean, I think that she should go to the friend and say, hey, is it cool? I've had that happen to me before. I had a girlfriend for, I don't know, it was probably at least 3 years. And my friend came up to me after we had not been together for over 2 years and said, hey, man, I'm thinking about asking her out. Is it cool with you? And I told him, you go for it. You can deal with that all you want.
How should you approach dating the ex of one of your friends, or should you even go there? If you want to speak on this one, hit the phone lines, 833-DANA-SHOW. So I shared my advice with her, and I'll tell you what our conversation entailed of when we come back. Dating your friend's ex. We're talking about this when we return. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, my friend's ex and I ran into each other at a work event. We talked, we hung out, and now he's messaging me every day. I'm feeling him, but I'm not sure if dating my friend's ex is appropriate. Can you please advise? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so I did ask her some questions. If you just turned your radio on, I asked her how long were they together. She said over a year. When did they split? It's been over 8 months since they broke it off. So it's been a good amount of time. And how did it end? and she says, look, he did end it, but there was no drama. And she's moved on since then. So automatic, you said it's happened to you and you were fine. Yeah, a friend of yours approached you and you were good with it.
Exactly. He came to me. He said, hey, I'm interested in your ex. Is it cool if I ask her out? I said, you go ahead and have my scraps. Go for it.
Oh, so wait a minute. There's a little undertone of anger.
No,
there.
I was just kidding. I was not mad at all. I was already married to you by the time this happened. I did not care about her at all.
You weren't mad or you didn't care about her, but did you think that he was signing up for a dumb relationship?
I didn't think that they were going to work out. And I don't think they even ever went out. I think she said no, to be honest.
Okay, so maybe for her, she's like, I don't want to date my ex's friend. Anthony, your advice to her was?
Oh, my advice is just already go ahead and do it. You've already crossed the line of if you're texting them every day, you've hung out with them X amount of times.
No, just one time at the work event.
But they're talking every day, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're talking every day.
And it sounded like that work event went a little bit more charismatic and they had a little more chemistry than they thought.
So my advice is, number one, you never know unless you ask her. What Automatic's friend did was right. Having the conversation before you go there is the respectable thing to do. You have not crossed the line yet. You got, you liking him, but you haven't ventured into that arena. So have the conversation with her. Number two, is it worth it? You're asking me for this advice for a reason. Is it worth it? You may lose this friend over this decision. Did she really love him? It must have been deeper than you're alluding to because you're asking for my advice.
Yeah, because if it was nothing, then you wouldn't even be thinking about it.
Are your feelings strong enough? Are you willing to take that chance? And then number three, personally, I'll just tell you the truth. It's not my thing. There's too many men in the dating pool to keep it in the same crew. I've always thought that was weird. Maybe that's just me, though, because my mom moved around a lot. So early on, I was exposed to different worlds, different people. Sometimes you just have to understand there are a lot of options outside of your bubble.
True, but when the chemistry is real and the connection is there, you can't fight it.
You're right, but there's chemistry and connection outside. Lifestyle, jobs, and men. Outside of the neighborhood and the people you grew up with. So maybe it's just because you're used to this particular group of people that you're unable to find somebody outside the circle. So if you want to leave your comfort zone, trust me, there's somebody else out there. But if you want to take this risk, that's on you. And I've had this happen to me on several occasions. A lot of my friends have dated exes of mine. It doesn't bother me, but I don't know how this woman would feel. So for me personally, I would not be willing to potentially lose a friend over a man. Plus, I don't want to get in the same bed with somebody that my friend slept with. I'm sorry. There's just too many men out there in the world to be sharing all that. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. You ever need advice for Dear Dana? Hit me up on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show, Instagram at Dana Cortez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic, if you and Dana Cortez ever split, who would get the pets?
I would, of course.
Why? Let's get into that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A, and my scum padre, sir, DJ Automatic, who, if you haven't picked up on it yet, is married to Dana Cortez. And during our SOS Sick of Single topic, which we do every Thursday here in the Dana Cortez Show, we had a lady write in because she's going through a breakup, and the boyfriend wants to keep the cat. Which let's just talk about a single man owning a cat alone is kind of creepy.
It's a little awkward, yeah. It's a little awkward. You know, a single woman owning one cat is okay. It's when they have multiple cats that it becomes creepy.
And if there's any single cat dads out there who want to defend the namesake of cat dads, please, add Anthony A400. I would love to hear it.
I don't think the cat dad thing's that weird if they have one cat.
You think a man owning a single cat is perfectly fine?
Yeah, I think it's all right.
What about a ferret?
I think that's creepy. I think if you have snakes, that's creepy. Any kind of reptile is just awkward. It's
so
weird.
So this conversation led us down a road, which of course led us to a hypothetical split between Dana Cortez and DJ Automatic.
Hypothetical
split. Now, Automatic, you said you would get the dogs. You guys huskies, right?
Yeah, correct? We got two huskies.
Okay, better known
Eros
as?
And Princess Aphrodite.
And their Instagram account is?
Those Huskies.
You can follow that on IG. All right, Automatic, for the great people out there who may have missed it earlier, can you list off the reasons why you should get the dogs over Dana?
I feed them, I brush them, I pick up the poop, I give them water, I walk them, and they just like me more in general.
There you go.
All so, I mean,
valid reasons.
But I, as we're, after we finished up, I started thinking, You acquired Metro while you were in your last relationship, and you now still have Metro. How did you work that out? How did you become the dog dad?
Well, so I was seeking a dog, and my ex-girlfriend at the time, shout out to Natalie, she's cool. She knew I was looking for a dog. I had been searching for a dog for about 2 months at the time. Now, she did find him.
Oh, she
was
found
the one
the dog.
Who called him and said, hey, there's this happy hour event going on, and there's an adoption event here, too. You should come take a look at this dog. Now, I went over there, I saw him, and I went the whole process. I paid for the dog. It was my dog from the jump, and we established that from the very beginning.
But she found the dog.
But she found him.
But I remember her pushing back, trying to keep the dog when you guys were breaking up.
She wanted to do like some like little visitation situation, but with doesn't work for pets. Don't do that for pets.
No, that's a horrible idea.
There's no need to
do
visitation.
It's prolonging the agony.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, but at the end of the day, she was pretty cool with it and cohesive with it. And, you know, she'll still scroll across the Instagram page and double tap whenever she sees a photo of young Metro.
So it was amicable.
Yes. Now, if you're seeking pet relationship counseling, right?
There's such a thing.
Well, we're starting it right now. I'd like to introduce you to Two Dudes, One Studio, Pet counselors. Pet relationship counselors. Okay.
I feel like we're kind of like Ace Ventura.
No. We're kind of like Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson in Wedding Crashers. We're here to, what's the word? Mediate. I can't think of the legal jargon. Either way, if you're going through a breakup and you don't know who should own the dog or the cat, at Anthony8400 at DJ Automatic.
We are getting no clients whatsoever.
And we will help you come to a peaceful resolution and then turn around and talk about it all
this
on the Dana Cortez
Show. Failing as we speak.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.